This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Searching. I like it. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. CBS Sports put together an interesting ranking of the top 20 quarterbacks from the last 5 years of draft class, and that's including this one, mind you. So 2021, 22, 23, 24, and then this upcoming draft class. And I'm really interested in how you would stack it, especially because I know that you guys were talking earlier this week. I believe it was you and B. Scott on Tuesday. And I was trying to join the conversation by text, of course.
Yeah.
About kind of where these quarterbacks in this draft class fall. But, of course, within the last 5 years, the Texans drafted C.J. Stroud, right? And he had an incredible rookie season. And then, you know, he had a sophomore season in which it was not necessarily as productive. Even though you end up in the same place when it comes to the end of your season, right, going to the playoffs, losing in the divisional round and such. But I was interested to see, like, how people would stack him up and how some of the guys in this year's draft stack up along with all of those ones. So with that being the case.
I have not looked at this.
Very good. And that is I'm going to lean on that because I'm going to ask you, John, in the last of the 20 quarterbacks of the last five drafts, the top 20. Where do you think C.J. Stroud falls when it comes to caliber of quarterback?
Last 5 years,
yes.
Quarterbacks drafted.
2021, 22, 23, 24, and of course this upcoming 2025 NFL draft.
C.J. Stroud, I'm trying to go through them all in my head here. I'm going to say definitely top three.
Okay. Figure what you're thinking.
I was going to go top five. I was going to say maybe three or four.
All right. So in that instance, who would you possibly think is better than CJ?
Well, I'm looking. Let's see. At the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm going back to 2021. Ooh. It's kind of slim pickings, isn't it? Just 5 years.
Yes, sir.
You know what? He might be one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he...
One or two, depending on how people feel about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I would put CJ over Jaden Daniels right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had Jaden Daniels over CJ.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to Chris Trapasso of CBS Sports, CJ Stroud is the best quarterback that's been drafted over the last five seasons.
All right.
Okay. No surprise with that, right?
No. Where do they have Brock Purdy?
Good question. Brock Purdy, they have third after Jaden Daniels.
That would be my top three. So, okay. So they did it right.
Okay, according to you, they did that right.
They did that right. Now, 4 and 5 gets interesting because, man, I mean, there's not a whole lot right there.
Well, I'll go ahead and rattle off the top five. Again, C.J. Stroud being the best quarterback that's drafted over the last 5 seasons. They put Jaden Daniels second, which I really appreciated considering that there was a lot of talk about, oh, man, well, Jaden Daniels has reset and he's now have the best rookie season of NFL quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. A year after C.J. Stroud kind of, you know, grabbed that honor. Mm-hmm. And in this place, they're still acknowledging, you know, how good he was and the reasons why he had a little bit of a downturn last year. They're pointing that at where the offense was, where the offensive line was, which, I mean, locally we talked about. So, again, C.J., 1, Jaden Daniels, 2, 3, Brock Purdy, 4, Jordan Love of the Packers.
Okay.
And 5, a player in the same division as you, Trevor Lawrence.
Wow. I think that's fair. Now that I look at all the quarterbacks drafted, I didn't look at the list, but I'm looking at all the quarterbacks drafted. Yeah, I guess that's fair. Probably 5 would be right.
I think it's fair. I guess my mind be thinking like, man, they ain't showing no love to the. I would have thought probably Trevor Lawrence was like number 2 or something, 1 or 2 because it's Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. He probably should have been if he'd come along.
Yeah.
More like he still seems like he exists in that place where a lot of this is relatively hypothetical from when he was drafted. It looks like, hey, there's a lot of potential within there. And that draft status is still carrying him, but we've not seen the prospect that he was in 2021 turn into the type of player. I mean, they even gave him the contract that would seemingly befit the player in theory that they have not seen on the field, which thankfully for the Texans, because that guy is in your division, you have to see him twice a year. But we know uniquely because we've seen him with this level of, I guess, consistency, that he has not become that kind of like terrifying quarterback that he should have been, that he should be, if he is actually living up to that number one draft pick that he had.
I do have questions.
Okay.
Because I think there's going to be, this is top 20 or top 10?
Top 20.
Top 20 of the last 5 years. I would, looking at the quarterbacks, and maybe I'm just being dumb here, I think Davis Mills is pushing top 10.
No, they didn't put Davis Mills.
They didn't put Davis Mills at all?
No, they didn't put Davis Mills as the top 20. So here, I'll give you...
Because, like...
I want to see who else on this list.
Think about this. Like, I know Bryce Young's probably up there.
Bryce Young comes in at 9.
But if you're putting...
That's a little...
If you're putting Anthony Richardson ahead in the top 10, top 12...
What
has he done? What has he done?
That's a great question. You want me to read the blurb that they have here? There's been deep strike flashes, no doubt, but they've been outweighed by wayward misses on easy throws and bad decisions outside of a structure. He's higher than other clear first-round bust quarterbacks because he's played in 28 games since high school, counting college and the NFL.
Give me the whole top 10.
All right, so the entire top 10, of course, I gave you C.J., Jaden Daniels, 3 is Brock Purdy, 4 is Jordan Love, 5 is Trevor Lawrence, 6 is Bo Nix of the Broncos.
Yeah.
Great rookie year. Caleb Williams of the Bears is 7th. 8 is Drake May, which I find, I don't know, I'm you can sell me on the Drake May, but I guess you have not seen it all the way come together. We're just seeing pieces when it comes to it. Bryce Young comes in 9th.
Okay.
And then 10th, Michael Penix Jr.
This is kind of an interesting thing. Like everybody knows Davis Mills is a backup quarterback. He's been productive. He's been a productive quarterback.
You got to be honest, though. It'd be kind of wild that Houston Texans had 2 quarterbacks.
Of course it would be. No, absolutely.
So I think that probably.
But how are you looking at this? Like the most productive? I mean, he's who? Okay, now I need to know the other top 10.
Yeah, I'm about to say
10 to 20.
Yeah, because these sound like all starters too.
Go as he's reading the list.
Well, I mean, if you end up as a backup, it's kind of hard for you to be one of the.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's been a starter.
He has. All right, so. As we continue on,
now if we got Mac Jones on here, then I will be like, all right, hold on.
So I will continue reading from 11 to 20 on the top.
I'm gonna stop you every time I think Davis Mills has had a better career.
And I'm kind of amazed that you have not noticed that none of the quarterbacks that are in this year's draft class coming up have been put in any of this. Do you think that that's fair? First and foremost, you think that's fair?
Absolutely.
All right, 11 is where Cam Ward drops in on this list. So they're putting Cam Ward as the 11th best.
So before he played a snap,
that's right. Justin Fields at 12. Okay. Shedeur Sanders comes in at 13.
Come on, man.
And then that's where we get to Mac Jones.
All this
14.
Damn list of him.
They got Shedeur Sanders ahead of Mac Jones, even, man.
Well, right, Mac Jones looks like he fell very quickly into, he's a backup. I mean, Mac Jones, his 1 year.
He had an okay year with McDaniels. He had an okay year.
And then it very quickly became apparent. Yep. That is not really a starter that you want. Will Levis, 15. Anthony Richardson, 16. Zach Wilson, 17.
What are we doing?
Kenny Pickett, 18.
What are we? Now, you still don't think Davis Mills should be on this list, Figgy? You still don't think that?
Now I understand. I get it now when you got Kenny Pickett on there and Will Levis.
All right, so
the first 10 was like starting quarterbacks, though. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'd be weird to have Davis Mills on top 10 against these starters.
I said pushing top 10. He'd be pushing the top 10.
Now Kenny Pickett and Will Levis.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a couple of places where people should probably be offended, all right?
Yeah.
19th, 19th is J.J. McCarthy.
God almighty.
They got J.J. McCarthy behind Kenny Pickett, Zach Wilson, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis. They're about to, literally, they have his replacement on the list above him, and they're like,
technically, the Titans got two quarterbacks on this list.
There you go. There you go. Somebody does up there. Like,
and then Trey Lance is 20, which I'm like,
that is ridiculous. Almighty.
Guys, what are we doing?
All right, so we've established Davis Mills deserves to be on this list.
Yes.
How high, though? That's the question.
That's where I'm going. I would put him. Okay, who's 13, 14 on the list? Who's 13?
I mean, we got to take these Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders off.
No, but that's the idea, is like trying to see how they fit in. And I thought that was an interesting exercise because me and you had kind of a conversation about, a side conversation just about the idea of, I think you at one point said, one of them is going to be a stud. Like, you're just going to, and I'm like, I don't think you can assume that one of the quarterbacks will absolutely be a stud. And I think that leads you to a conversation and a question where you go, how high of a ceiling do you have to be able to project on a quarterback for you to then make that high value proposition selection in the draft? And I think that you might be seeing that Cam Ward seems like the ceiling is high enough as he's probably gonna, like, I think he profiles us at the high level, a really, really solid starter, right?
Yeah.
Shedeur, I think, is an interesting one because I'm like, all right, is he going to be like a good starter as a relatively high ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
And then is that a place where you get comfortable? But that kind of player they have at 13, and then they immediately go to Mac Jones, who has failed as a starter, who is a consistent backup. That's where we get to the backup territory.
Yeah.
So Will Levis at 15, Anthony Richardson at 16, and then Zach Wilson at 17.
All right,
it's probably the Zach Wilson right?
No lower than 15, Davis Mills.
So you got him above Will Levis and Anthony Richardson for sure.
Yes.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah. God, Trey Lance? What have he done?
Well, I can tell you what he's done. I think he just signed a contract with the CFL team. That's what he's done.
Goodness gracious, man.
But I do think that they're 100% right at the very top where CJ Stroud is still in that place. Like, you are blessed with a quarterback where, even through, and like from a national perspective, that, you know, sometimes isn't as favorable to a player locally as they can be. They saw through that season last year, even though there was a lot of conversation about, is he having a sophomore slump? People could see through and be like, no, that's still the one. And it's so nice to not be in the conversation where you're having to make the proposition or the conversation of how high is the ceiling or how low of a ceiling do you have to go to? No, you're just in a place where when the time comes and it becomes available, you give him his big money contract and you continue to cook. And not only you give him the big money contract, because we're not talking about a Trevor Lawrence where you give him the big money contract and you wonder if you're going to see the production. You know the production will be there. You know that you're set at quarterback. What a place to be if you're a Houston, Texas fan.
That's comical.
I'm
just stuck on
that. They could have just kept it top 10.
Top 10. I wouldn't be so offended.
So Mac Jones is not on this list.
No, Mac Jones was.
Mac
Jones was in the lower quadrant of it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including I kind of want to check in on what some of the other former Astros did on opening day. Plus, Rockets getting a victory over the Jazz. We'll talk about that next.